Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
News for the Nest, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Featured Artist Friday. It's Aerosmith, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Let's get some Ravens talk in here. And you heard John Harbaugh there in the open saying, hey, we're grateful for the media, most of them. Well, he must be one of the most. He's from the Baltimore Banner. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Jonas Schaefer. Jonas, good morning. What is up?
Morning, guys. It's been a while. How you doing?
Yeah, doing all right, and I appreciate the time as always. John Harbaugh did allude to a internal discussion about a Lamar Jackson extension, and there are a bunch of guys that make more money than him since he signed his deal. What would be a realistic time frame to get Lamar done, which would be cap friendly, make him satisfied, and all that fun stuff?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to happen before the draft, because I think, you know, this is the time of year where you just kind of hunker down and you sort out your big board. But I mean, the ideal timeline, I think, is just as soon as possible. You know, like I think you need that smoothing out of this cap jump, and you don't want to wait until next year, because that gives Lamar more leverage. You know, I don't know that Eric Acosta has made his way down to Florida for that very much important trip to meet with Lamar, but I would think that would be, you know, priority 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, just all the way to the end of the alphabet, honestly. Like, with as soon as this draft is done, just find a way to get that done. You know the benchmark with the Josh Allen deal. You know how important these next few years are to smoothing out that landscape for you salary cap-wise. So just go get it done and give yourself the kind of, you know, runway that you have the space to negotiate with Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum and Travis Jones and whoever it might be that's on your wish list.
Now, Jonas, what about the extension for Derrick Henry?
Yeah, that is, I think, probably, we know what the Lamar deal is going to look like, I think, in a certain way, but I really don't know what the Derrick Henry deal would look like, because, you know, Philly is paying Saquon Barkley, who's in his prime, and if you want to argue that Derrick Henry is still in his physical prime because of just the lengths that he goes to maintain his body and obviously the season that he's coming off of, that's totally fine with me. But it's going to be very interesting. I don't know what that deal would look like. I think maybe Joe Corey has talked about, you know, like $15 million a year or something like that. But that's a lot of money for a guy who is awesome and would probably deserve it. But, you know, we've seen the Ravens put good running backs next to Lamar over his career and get great production. So It's a very, very interesting test case of how much the Ravens value Derrick Henry and how much the Ravens think that they can get out of that production without having a all-pro 31 to 32-year-old next to him.
I would think that you would want him for two more years, don't you think, Jonas? I mean, even if, when we talked about it on the show, even if we went down to 1,500 yards, that would still be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. It's such a tough decision because, you know, if they didn't have Derrick Henry, let's say, in this world, you know, I think the Ravens would probably feel comfortable taking any one of the number of very, very talented running backs in this year's draft class. And like, you know, at a certain point, you have to consider whether you are comfortable paying top of the market money for a running back versus paying, you know, dimes on the dollar for what might be the next great running back in the NFL. It's such an interesting thing. You know, we've seen the Ravens, you know, this wasn't Eric DaCosta's fault, but we saw the Ravens fall in love with like paying Brandon Williams top of the market money at the end of his tenure in Baltimore. And it was just like this albatross on that team's cap. And it was kind of a anachronistic, you know, salary cap payment for a guy who was giving you a lot as a run defender, certainly, but wasn't giving you a whole lot else. Certainly wasn't giving you a lot as a pass rusher. And I think that is my consideration with Derrick Henry is, you know, he is going to be awesome for you on first and second down. But if it's third and long, he's not going to be there for you because you have Justice Hill as your designated pass catcher / blocker. And Derrick Henry doesn't give you as much as Saquon Barkley would in those same kind of obvious passing situations. And that, I think, is where the kind of discussion point of his value is the most interesting to me.
Now, Jonas, at 27, where do you see them going?
Probably defense, just because, you know, they sewed up that offensive tackle situation with signing Ronnie Stanley. You know, obviously, there are certain guys who I think if they fall as a wide receiver or, you know, maybe even if it is a guard/tackle, you are penciling in as potentially a challenger to Andrew Voorhees and maybe then an eventual long-term replacement for Ronnie Stanley, I would be very interested in. But when you talk about just the value proposition of, you know, guys who would be the most impactful relative to just the kind of draft capital that you need to invest to get in that position, like edge rusher is still, I think, the most interesting position because it is very rare that you find someone who's going to be that alpha for your group outside of the first round. And, you know, I don't know what they would do with Mike Green considering all his off-field rumors, but if it's Ezeraku or if it's Shamar Stewart, I think that's, you know, those are a couple guys who you have to feel very, very strongly about in terms of potentially being the guys who could lead this group for the next 3 or 4 years as you talk about a potential future without Dafe, without Kyle Van Noy, you know, without Ajabo, depending on whatever he does this coming year. And you have to be ready for that reset. You have to be, you know, willing to get ahead of that trouble and be willing to, you know, be early to that solution rather than, you know, a year early to that solution rather than a year late.
Jonas Schaefer, Baltimore Banner. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, joins us usually on Fridays. Jonas, appreciate the time. But what's happening at the Baltimore Banner less than 3 weeks from the first round of the NFL draft?
Yeah, just ramping up the draft coverage. Obviously, we've done a bunch of turf stuff coming up on the dramatic couple of weeks in Seattle.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was a wild press conference for Buzz. But yeah, just going to be the usual, you know, fun analysis. Obviously, plenty of good stuff coming up. So I encourage people to check it out.
We real quick, NFL announced there's a triple header on Christmas.
Yes.
And Vinny and I were talking. Yeah. Safe to say the Ravens will not be part of that.
Don't put that juju on me. It's been rough the past couple of years. San Francisco, as much as as cool as it was to be out there for Beyonce in Houston and see a weird and kind of wild game with that blowout, I would much prefer to stay at home.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapper jacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.